Besser Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Shleisha Asa, the 13th and final chapter in the Rambam Maseches Chiyuvim and Laws of Rentals in the Sefer Mishpatim Book of Judgments, where in this Perek we discuss the halacha of Leisachsim, the prohibition of muzzling an animal while it's working, and also regarding working faithfully. As Rambam gives halacha out regarding the permission of an animal to eat when it's working. So a behema, an animal, a cheles eats, calls manchi, eisa begdud lekarek, as long as it's working with something that grows from the ground, whether it's something attached to the ground or detached from the ground. Moreover, it could eat from a load that's on it, until it gets unloaded from it. But as long as the donkey driver doesn't go ahead and take it with his own hands and feed the animal from what is on itself, because the halacha that this source is from Lisachsim, where the Torah only tells you can't muzzle the animal, but you're not permitted to go ahead and actively feed it from the food that it's working with. Halacha Beis qualifies this prohibition of Lisachsim. Kolamenea habehema, whoever holds back an animal, milechel b'shas melachtav, I'm eating while it's working. Loike gets lashish, and like it says the pasuk in the bottom, Lisachsim shor b'dishay, you're not allowed to muzzle the ox while it's threshing. Now that's echad shor, it's whether it's an ox, echad kolmin behema b'chayba, whether it's any type of domestic wild animal, b'tmeim, b'tahayim, whether kosher or non-kosher animal, and echad adisha, whether it's regarding threshing, echad kosher amalacha shal gedul karko, all other type of activities regarding things that grow from the ground. But this that it says in the pasuk of the ox while it's threshing, that was not said el b'hayim, only to tell you something that's a common case, but it's really anything that has the similarity. V'achosim es ha'poil, whoever muzzles a worker, potter is exempt, specifically regarding an animal. Now, echad ha'chosim ha'isa b'shas malacha, whether he muzzles the animal during its work, or v'echad ha'chosim ha'isa m'kainim, whether he muzzles the animal beforehand, and then v'asim b'malacha b'chasum, and now he's doing work with it, and it's already been muzzled from beforehand, it's also the same prohibition. Even though he muzzles it, so to speak, not by putting a muzzle on it, but he does it by screaming at it, using his voice, Loike is also going to get lashes because the turning of his lips is also an action while he's talking and preventing the animal with his speech. Sachar behema. Let's say someone rents an animal. The chisman, he muzzles the dashman, he threshes with it. Loike gets lashes, and in addition to the prohibition that he's doing, umisham la ba'alim, he has to also pay back to the owner. Arbas kavan lapara, if it's a cow, 4 kavan, or shleshet kavan lachabar, if it's a donkey, 3 kavan, because the reason of that is, shemeshas meshicha, because when he draws the animal, he's obligated to feed it, and he's not feeding it, he's muzzling it, and the owner is relying on that, and v'ein l'chayv malka sacha yodesh b'chasuma. Now, the liability of the lash is only when he threshes it and it's muzzles. So, although there's a halacha that you're not doing lashes and pay, but the payment and the lashes are not happening at the same time, because the payment, the liability, the responsibility you have is happens the moment you do meshicha. The lashes is only when you actually do the muzzling later on when it's threshing, and therefore they're happening at two different times, and therefore he's liable for both of them. Halacha gimel. Now Yisrael hadash beparasa shel goy. If a Jew is threshing with a non-Jew's cow, still, even Mishum Bal Taksim, he's working with it. He's not allowed to have it muzzled while he's threshing. Now, if a Gentile is threshing with the Jew's cow, in even Mishum Bal Taksim, the Jew's not liable for the cow, for what the non-Jew is doing by muzzling it, because the Jew's not doing any prohibited action. Omla Goy, let's say he tells a Gentile, however, which Amir Lakim, telling a Gentile something that's prohibited is forbidden, but it's not the same as he's doing it. He tells the Gentile, Chaslim Parasi B'dushba. Okay, muzzle my cow and thresh with it. Or a different case. And these are all cases of doubt, and therefore they're the halacha as we're going to describe it. Yashav lo kaitz befiho v'dashba. Let's say he didn't muzzle it, but there was a thorn in its mouth that got lodged in his mouth, and he's threshing with it, so it can't eat, but it's not something that he deliberately did. V'harei in acheles, now it's not eating. Or hibritz la'arim v'chutz. So let's say he crouches a lion from the outside, so the animal is too afraid to eat. Oy shehibritz benobim v'chutz. Or he crouches the son of the animal on the outside, and because the mother's yearning for the son, they cannot eat. Let's say it's so thirsty, the animal, and he's not giving it to drink, and because of its thirst, it can't eat. Or let's say he's spreading out leather, a leather spread over what it's threshing, that it shouldn't eat because it doesn't see, it's covered by a sheet. All these cases and that which are similar are us, or they're prohibited to be done, but it doesn't get lashes, again, because it's not clear that this is a violation of this halacha. Now, however, now, if regarding the food that the animal is working with, it's actually bad for its intestinal digestive tract, and it's actually harmful for it, it would damage it, or the animal's sick. And if it would eat from it, it would have diarrhea, then you're allowed to hold back the animal from eating it. Because the Torah would hold in particular about the benefit for the animal. But in the hand, it wouldn't be a benefit from it if it would harm the animal. What's if, let's say, the grain is something like truma? So Parashah Yisrael, the cow of Yisrael, of a non-coin, Shaykoin Dashba, that a coin was threshing with it, bitruma. It was truma, or trumas meiser shalvadai, or definitive trumas meiser, meaning unlike that of demai, which is definitely was definitely tavel, and now it's the trumas meiser from that. Or v'chein paris hadashas b'meiser sheni, or so too if these cows that are threshing with meiser sheni, which the previous cases are things that are prohibited. This is something that's it's mamon gavoy, it's Hashem's money meiser sheni. There is not considered b'di shoy, which is not a muzzle the ox when it's doing his threshing. Or ufadas hamahalchas al tzvua. Let's say you have cows that are walking over the grain. Because they went off from the road, but not for the purposes of threshing. So we're going to all these cases. He's not going to violate the prohibition of he's muzzling them for bal tachsim because it's not doing the. It doesn't fit into the qualification of the pasuk, whether because it's prohibited or it's not bedishoy because it's not bedishoy his disho or it's not doing the act of dash. It just was going off the road. But in all these cases, although there's no prohibition, they matter to ayin because of the appearance of wrongdoing, the vision to the eye, that people shouldn't say, oh, look, I see the animal's threshing and it's muzzled. So, if it's threshing regarding truma maisa sheni, which it's, people don't know this, that it's something that's prohibited, maybe ma'at maisa min, so he should bring a little bit from that species with the animal threshing in, and he should hang it in the feeder that's by the mouth of the animal, he should put some of that so that the animal has what to eat, so that it doesn't look like a list that he's violating loisachsim. Halacha hei, hadosh b'maisa sheni shal demai. Now, if someone's threshing with the second type of demai, which is the produce of an Amma Oret, which we're not sure if he separated Maises, and the Rabbanan were geizu that you should separate Trumas Maiser and Maiser Sheni. Or over Trumas Maiser Shal Demai, the Trumas Maiser of Demai. Over Geduli Truma and the growths of Truma, which is also rabbinic, where if someone goes and plants Truma, Chomo geizu that what comes out should be prohibited to a Yisrael, like Truma itself. So regarding these cases, Oivim Shemal Taksim. Why would you violate about Taksim? Why is it different than the previous Halacha? Because here, biblically, they are all considered Chulin. It's only rabbinically that we are stringent. So since biblical, it is considered like regular chulin, one would be violent. You have to figure out how to go about that. But it just to muzzle would be considered a violation of the biblical halacha of leisachsim shor b'dishei. Halacha Vav continues regarding different schemes that either party could do regarding this halacha of leisachsim to get the best out of it. So Rashai Bala Paro, the owner of the cow, is permitted l'harav parosei ulesagfa to starve his cow and to afflict it. He's renting out his cow to someone who's doing work. Now, the guy who's working with it can't stop it from eating. So he's like, hey, let my cow eat from what it's threshing. So he's allowed to do that. Now, the other way is also true. But the renter, the one who's renting the cow, who can't muzzle it, he's allowed to give it to eat these bundles of straw, meaning of hay. So by the time he's going to thresh with it, it's not going to be hungry. So it won't eat a lot of what it's threshing. Similarly, Rashai Balabai is Lahashkis Poilam Yayin. The employer is permitted to give the workers wine to drink. But now that they're working in the vineyard, they're not going to eat so much grapes because they're already full from the wine. Now, at the same time, Rashai Poilam, the workers are permitted little pita matzir to dip their bread into vinegar, so that it will give them an appetite, so that they will eat a lot of grapes. Now, that's specifically after the eating of the bread, because at that time that they're eating bread, they're actually not allowed to eat the grapes with bread, as we explained this in Perikid Bez Alochayut. But again, each one could try to take advantage of the halacha. Ram concludes with the rebuke of how persons should have their work done. Aval ena poil rashai. So although there's ways to get the upper edge, but not in an appropriate way. Aval ena poil rashai lasa malachta balayla. Now a worker is not allowed to do his own work at nighttime. Ulahaskasim v'yim, and then to rent himself out as a laborer during the daytime. Or a similar case, Lodish b'parasa arvis, to thresh with his cow in the evening, ulaskidishachas, and then after work the whole night for himself, he's going to rent it out in the morning. So to v'layim madav v'masagav atzmai, a person should not starve and afflict himself, umacham azaynes v'levanav, and then to feed his food to his sons. Why? Negezl malachtoi shal bal habayis, because if his work is stealing from the employer. Shadei toshish kaychai, because he's weakening his strength, and his cognitive ability is weakened. He's not going to do the work with strength and vigor that he needs to have. So you can't work yourself to the bone and then do things that are maxing out and then going out and renting yourself out. Halacha Zayin. And that is Kedarach Shemuzah Balabais. Just like the homeowner, the employer, is prescripted. He's forewarned. Shle Yigzol Scharani, that he should not steal the wages of the pauper. Blake, when he shouldn't even hold back the wages. That he has responsibility to his employee. Kacha Ani, so to the pauper, meaning the employee. Muzer, he's also prohibited. Shle Yigzol Melechas Balabais. He should not be stealing from the work that he's doing for the employer. V'yivtol Ma'at Bakan, Ma'at Bakan. And he'll sit idle a little bit here, a little bit idle over here. Umaitse Kaliyam Bebimah, he spends his whole day deceitfully, not doing the work that he needs to do. Rather, he has to be very precise with himself regarding the time. They were so particular, the sages, on even the fourth bracha benching, on Atav Meitid, so that the worker should not say that bracha because he shouldn't take away more time than he needs to from the work that he has to do by the employer. And therefore, we see how careful every moment has to be not to waste it. And he has to work with all his strength. Because Yaakov the righteous said in Bereishis, because with all my strength I served your father, that you have to use all your koich when you're an employee. Therefore he took the reward for this even in this world. It says in the pasuk that the man, referring to Yaakov, he went and he proliferated very, very much, and due to the reward that he served as a faithful employee for all those years. We have concluded the laws of rentals with heavenly assistance.